You are listening to Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you in your journey to stay pure online. Today, we'll be listening to part of my conversation with Jeff and Rose Cologne. Jeff is the president of Pure Life Ministries and a certified biblical counselor. Jeff oversees the spiritual and daily operations of Pure Life, where they have over 60 residents going through their live-in sexual addiction recovery program. His wife, Rose, is the director of women's counseling and also a certified biblical counselor. Jeff and Rose train men's and women's counselors for Pure Life and travel widely to speak about living lives of purity in a sexualized culture. Jeff is recently the author of From Ashes to Beauty, a book about how God rescued his life and marriage from his addictions.
I had been struggling in my own life with sexual sin, visiting prostitutes, pornography, and also a drug issue, smoking crack cocaine, and all the while involved in a church. And I was just at the end of my rope.
I was just very, very angry and upset and just ready to divorce them and just say, forget this. I'm not going through this anymore. Why do I have to keep going through this?
My pastor intervened and told me, you know, this has come to a point where we really need to draw the line. And it was time for me to make a decision. And before I knew it, I was on a bus to Kentucky and found myself at Pure Life Ministries. And that's really where my journey to freedom began.
And, you know, I look back now and I'm so thankful that I didn't walk out of the marriage.
Today, Jeff and Rose will share a bit of their story and give us a glimpse of what Pure Life Ministries has to offer. I've been following the ministry of Pure Life for years now because of the writings, mostly because of the writings of Steve Gallagher. And I absolutely love what you guys do there and love the message that you bring to the church and to the world about living purely in a sex-saturated culture, in a sex-saturated world. I know that everyone there who's a counselor has also been through the program. Is that true?
Yeah,
that's correct. That's actually how we wound up here.
Yeah, can you tell that? This is probably quite a story, but how did you first find yourself at Pure Life, and what circumstances gave rise to your arrival there?
Well, over 16 years ago, I had been struggling in my own life with sexual sin, visiting prostitutes, pornography, and also a drug issue, which had plagued my life for many years, through my teen years and into my 20s. I met Rose when I was about 26, 27 years old, and we had gotten married, but I had carried all my junk into the marriage, unbeknownst to her. But after a while, my sin, you know, was rearing its ugly head, and I was just going back and forth, doing good for a while, and then falling again. Visiting prostitutes, smoking crack cocaine, and all the while involved in a church and, you know, trying to do the Christian life, but just not finding the victory. It just seemed like my sin was just so overpowering and overwhelming that there was no way out for me. And after 3 years of being married, I just got to a point where I had tried two programs and fallen immediately when I got out of those programs. And I was just at the end of my rope, and my pastor intervened and basically church disciplined me. That was 16 years ago, and told me, you know, they had worked with me for 3 years, and I seemingly would repent, go to the altar, but I'd go right back to my sin. And he finally said, you know, this has come to a point where we really need to draw the line in the sand. And Rose had to do that as well with me. She had really bore with me through that, prayed for me, was believing the best, but it got to a point where my pastor and her just drew a line, and it was time for me to make a decision. And actually, my pastor had found out about Pure Life Ministries, and he basically told me, I either go to Pure Life Ministries in Kentucky, or I'm going to be excommunicated from the church, and I was not going to be living at home with my wife, and I was really facing some real consequences, and I really was faced with a decision, you know, what am I going to do? And everything in me was just thinking, you know what, I'm just tired of trying to do this. I'm tired of trying to be a Christian and doing the right thing and not finding the strength in me to deny myself, to resist these temptations that just overwhelm me when they come. And I was at an end, and I was really ready to just call the whole Christian thing quits and just leave my wife and go do what I was going to do. But something deep down inside of me knew God was real and that if I chose that path, it was going to lead to destruction. So, you know, I kind of half-heartedly agreed to go. And before I knew it, I was on a bus to Kentucky and found myself at Pure Life Ministries, and that's really where my journey to freedom began.
For me, when we first got married, the first 3 months of our marriage, he wound up going into Teen Challenge, and then he did well for a while, and he would fall back into his sin, and the pastors were working with him and wound up sending him to another program, and he went away for 3 months, and then he came back and did well for a while, and then we found out about Pure Life. So with him coming to this program 3 years into the marriage, I just felt like, what's another program going to do? He's already been through two other programs, and he wasn't getting it there, so what's so different about Pure Life Ministries? So I had a lot of unbelief in my heart. I was very skeptical, cynical about the situation. And one thing I appreciate about my pastor was that he always pointed me to the Lord. He said, Rose, give the Lord a chance. Give him a chance. This might be it for Jeff. And I knew it was true what he was saying, to not throw in the towels yet, because I didn't know what God can do in my husband's life when he would finally come to a place of surrender. And you know, I look back now, and I'm so thankful that I didn't walk out of the marriage, because at that point, I really was contemplating divorce, especially when I found out he was sleeping around with prostitutes. So at that point, I was just very, very angry and upset and just ready to divorce him and just say, forget this. I'm not going through this anymore. Why do I have to keep going through this? And the Lord was somehow using it to draw me. You know, because I just knew if I'm going to stick out another program, I can't do this in my own strength. I desperately need the Lord to help me.
I want to speak to those right now who are wondering a little bit more about Pure Life. Can you describe a little bit about, well, first, I guess the question, is Pure Life for everybody? I mean, should everyone who struggles with sexual sin get on a bus to Kentucky and check themselves into Pure Life Ministries? Who is it really for?
Well, as far as the actual live-in program, we have two different programs. There's the live-in program, and then there's also our phone counseling. The live-in program is really more for the guy whose life is just really out of control. You know, he's habitually sinning. Maybe he's married, and his family is being affected by it, his children. He just can't find the freedom in his environment. I know for a lot of guys that are just immersed in it, they have to get out of that environment for a while. And that's more what the live-in program is for, to just get you out of your environment, get you to a place where you're immersed in the things of God. And some guys need that. Guys that have really given over and maybe been in sin for years. But I'll add to that, we have other guys that aren't to that point, but just don't want it to get to that point and feel like, you know what, I don't want to go down the road of other guys. I want to stop this now in my life. No matter what stage you're at, what you're going to find in the live-in program really is a tremendous encounter with the Lord, and then months and months of just being discipled and trained and brought up in the Lord in a way that I guess I can compare it to boot camp. I know it's what I needed. I needed to get away from my environment and be immersed in God's environment like that if I was going to find freedom.
And I think you also have the Overcomers at Home program.
Yeah, the Overcomers at Home program is our phone counseling program, and I'll just describe the men's side of it. My wife can describe the women's side. But, you know, for the men, again, we can only take so many here at the ministry. Right now we have a 63-bed capacity. We have a waiting list, and you know, there's countless men out there that need help, so we don't want to limit help to our live-in program. I've seen many guys get help through our phone program, and what that is basically is a 12-week phone counseling program where the participant will call in every week for a counseling session. They will go through a detailed curriculum that's designed to bring them into true repentance and to teach them how to live in daily victory over sexual sin. They'll be given homework assignments. They'll mail that in to their counselor who's trained in biblical counseling and really who has been through it himself, so is able to get alongside of him and really help him walk out the path to freedom.
Oh, great. And Rose, what about the for women or wives who, there's phone counseling for them as well, right?
Yes, there is. We usually do encourage the wife to get involved in counseling with Pure Life sometimes they're a little hesitant to do that because they tend to see, well, my husband has the problem. Just deal with him. I really don't have any issues I need to deal with. And what happens is we usually send out a letter to the wives of the men that are in the program telling them that this service is available to them. And some of them get involved in the counseling, and they'll get a Bible study to work through while they're going through the program. It's 12 weeks, and they call in for a half-hour phone call. And like my husband mentioned, all of our counselors here, the females that we have on staff that counsel, they've all gone through the program themselves, and they've had to work through different struggles of their own, like anger or unforgiveness or just trust issues and how do I know my husband's really repentant? How do I know he's really walking in the light? Those are some issues that we help them to work on and to look at it, how to deal with those situations from a biblical perspective. So all of our counseling that's done here is based on the scriptures. And what we have found with them going through the program and doing the Bible study every day and just having that accountability, having a call in every week, the Lord starts developing their intimacy with him to another level. He starts taking them to another level in that, and they start seeing things differently. They start seeing things from his perspective as we do the biblical counseling and keep pointing them to the Word of God. How would the Lord want you to respond in this situation, or how would the Lord want you to think in this situation, or how would the Lord want you to act in this situation? They start seeing things differently, and you find that the Lord starts helping them work through their own struggles and their own issues that they might have as a result of their husband's sin.
Thanks for listening to Covenant Eyes Radio. I am your host, Luke Gilkerson. Hear more podcasts on iTunes or visit the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.